Okay, now we're to 4D, Resolution 2022-39. That is the resolution regarding, hold on, let me get here. My computer crashed 30 seconds before I got here, so I'm kind of discombobulated, and I apologize for the disorganization. It's driving me crazy not being organized. But anyway, Resolution 2022-39, adopting a code of core values for civility and ethics. I'm going to turn that over to Mr. Martin.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The resolution before you is resolution number 2022-39, a resolution of the City of Stark, Florida, adopting a code of core values for civility and ethics for the City of Stark, making certain findings of fact in support of the city approving said code, recognizing the authority of the mayor to execute this resolution, recognizing the authority of the vice mayor to execute this resolution in the absence of the mayor, directing the mayor or vice mayor as appropriate to execute and bind the city to said code, directing the city clerk, chief of police, and city manager to implement the code adopted hereby, repealing all prior resolutions in conflict and providing an effective date. Should the commission wish to adopt the exhibit that's attached to this, a code of core values for civility and ethics for the city of Stark, the appropriate motion would be to adopt resolution number 2022-39 as read by title only. Madam Mayor, this particular item, the exhibit that's attached, was the exhibit that was discussed at the last commission meeting, and it was requested to be brought back to, actually it was a workshop prior to the commission meeting, and it was requested to be brought back to this meeting to be adopted.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Mr. Martin, what is the wishes of the board regarding resolution 2022-39?
Make the motion to approve the resolution number 2022-39.
Okay, motion to approve. Commissioner Smith, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a second. Commissioner Roberts, are there any questions or comments from the board? Mr. Nugent.
These two right here is the ones that we're going to put on with that, right?
Right. No, that's what I was going to speak on.
Okay.
Have before you is a document that was prepared and provided by the city attorney as a result of my conversation with him regarding the recent incident that we had with our employees being intimidated and threatened. And as I said last night at the workshop, that, you know, our language needs to be tightened up and more specific to allow our board a better defined avenue of knowing who we need to talk to when there's an issue pertaining to a specific employee. So what the attorney has done, graciously done, is prepared some language that you see before you on that little sheet, and I'll ask if you could take just a couple of seconds and read over it, and I'll turn it over to the attorney to explain what the differences are and how we move forward with getting, if it's the wishes of the board, how we will move forward with getting this language inserted into the document that we have a motion on the floor for. Mr. Martin.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So the current language that was reviewed by the commission at the last, or 2 weeks ago at the workshop, currently states, respect for the organization, a member shall respect and adhere to the city, or I'm sorry, to the commission manager form of government as provided in the city's ordinances with respect to the city manager's relationship with the city commission and the city clerk. The current language really does not differ in spirit from that. It's just a little more detailed. It recognizes that the city of Stark has a plural executive branch. Both the police chief and the city clerk are elected, and they are two of the three members of the executive branch. The third member is the city's appointed city manager. So it number one really fleshes out that there's more to Stark's particular form of government in the executive branch than just a city manager, number one. And then number two, it goes into more detail to state that with respect to that form of government and respecting the role of the executive branch, that communications regarding the executive branch and executive branch staff and employees should be directed to the particular member of the executive branch, either the manager, the chief, or the clerk, and that a member of a board or the commission should avoid communicating directly with staff to avoid the perception of inappropriate direction to staff, because staff direction should come from their ultimate supervisor in the city organization, which is either the manager, the chief, or the clerk under the city's adopted form of government.
Okay.
So that's the difference.
Okay. So that's the difference as explained by the attorney. So now, are there any questions from any members of the board regarding the proposed change language?
No, but I want to ask a question.
Yes, sir.
The other day you asked about a flow chart. Maybe it's Shannon did. It'd be nice that we post a flow chart up so any department would know who they go to. You know, I mean, they probably should know, but just so it's there, you know.
Yeah, the chart. Organizational chart?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
I think so.
But
that would be nice to have, Drew, if you can get one. And that, like, cause I don't know if it's Shannon, somebody asked for one the other day.
Yeah.
So that would be, because we used to have one.
Right. Yeah. This language is being proposed to hopefully be a guide for us the board and general employees and our employees as well. But you know, for me it's specifically for this board, because we sit in a position of authority. And you know, and even though you know we may not want or have the intent of coming across in a certain way, but just our position and dealing with general employees, it's intimidating. And then when we use language like, you know, what you're doing is unethical, and she needs to be fired, and those kinds of remarks, you know, we've got to stop. Like I said last night, you know, we got to leave our employees alone and let the people do the job that we're paying them to do. We've got some darn good employees.
Amen.
And we have got to support them and not make them feel that their back is against the wall when one commissioner or another commissioner, you know, is unhappy with the situation. Hell, I'm unhappy with a situation. But, you know, I'm not going to take my unhappiness out on the employee. I'm going to take it out on Drew. Honestly, I'm serious. I'm going to take it out on Drew, because Drew is who reports to me and reports to this board. You know, I'm going to take it out on Chief, because he's the head of the police department.
Right.
I'm going to take it out on the clerk, because that's his area of responsibility.
Yeah,
but, you know, my point is, as a board, we have got to, and there's no way around this, we have got to stop attacking our employees, either in public or in private, because it makes for a hostile work environment. And I'm gonna be totally honest and transparent with everybody. If I was a city employee and a commissioner approached me or talked to me the way that this commissioner has created a pattern of hostility, I would have filed to the Ethics Commission last year, because that's just me. But these people are trying to, you know, they're trying not to come across as being, you know, angry about it, but they are, and they're hurt, and they're scared, because we sit in a position of authority, and we have to remember that there's a fine line, and people's perception is their reality. You know, whether or not you're having a conversation with somebody or whatever, if it's not your intent to come across that way, but it's their perception, that's their reality of what just happened. And it's up to us to change that, you know, to be a lot more transgentle with our employees and go to who they work for if you got an issue with it. and let them deal with that. Yes, Mr. Waters?
I appreciate your remarks. I've been here 21 years, and I have never done that. And you made a statement, we as commissioners should do a better job, but I'm for one to speak up and say I've never done that.
Yes,
so
sir.
I didn't like the way you said
yes,
that
sir.
Part.
Thank
if
you, sir.
We all is doing this.
Yes.
If you've got one individual, he should be brought out.
Yes, sir.
Just like I said last year when this happened. We're only one person, one vote. We don't run this city one person. This board does, with the clerk, with the chief, and Drew. So,
Mr. Waters,
sometimes I say things I shouldn't say, but whoever you're talking about, you need to speak it, and their butts need to be put down the road, because I am tired of this. The employees is tired of it. They're scared to death. Commissioner has no right to talk to employees that way. Thank you.
Mr. Waters, you're absolutely correct. And I do apologize to the board, with the exception of Mr. Nugent, because Mr. Nugent is the subject of this conversation.
Again.
Again, yes. So Mr. Smith, Mr. Roberts, Mr. Waters, I apologize. My comments are intended to be directed to Mr. Nugent, because we all know what has happened. And I would like to say to Mr. Nugent that, please, sir, control yourself when you're talking to employees. Please understand what our role is.
Oh, I understand.
Understand what
I understand.
Our role is.
And the intent wasn't what it was. It's, I was like that kid. I was just trying to thought he was in a situation that he wasn't. I understood why one person there, but I didn't understand what he heard. And I was trying to say, tell him that I thought he might double think what he's doing. And I guess I came the wrong way to him. And
no guessing about it. Absolutely.
And he's a good kid, and I have nothing against the kid. And I just was trying to protect him, you know, in case, because he's young, he thought he might be making a mistake. I knew why the other person was there, because he was scheduled to be there. And
okay.
That's why
okay.
I,
well,
I was
you,
on
you
the process
okay.
of leaving. It was
okay.
no
yes.
issue intent
okay.
at all. In
okay.
There. All
right.
Not
but
at
like
all.
I said, you know,
yeah.
the intent may be different from the perception. And when I think this language will help us pull that in and hone that in and sharpen, you know, our ability to say, because if you go to Drew with that, had you gone to Drew, then the employee would have been left out of it. Whatever comments that you had to make, if it was made to Drew, then Drew would pass it on if he deemed appropriate or whatever the case may be. But stop attacking and threatening employees.
I did not threaten
Danny.
Him or attack him, ma'am.
His perception.
Mm-hmm.
His perception.
Right.
Okay. Mr. Roberts, did you have something, sir?
No, I just want to echo. I thought your words were right on. I need to repeat what you said. I totally agree. And I see where Commissioner Waters come from. You were trying to you were trying to handle this diplomatically.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
But
yeah.
See, I can't do that.
No, he can't do that. But,
you did good in your speech.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If I had to give it, it would be the exact words. I think you did a very good job in doing that. But it was meant to do it was. So
okay.
I'm fine with it. And I just echo everything you said. I think it's got to stop.
Yes.
It's got to stop.
Mr. Smith.
How do we get this language into this document?
Yes, thank
yeah.
you.
I agree.
The attorney is gonna direct
this
us.
Was the intent of the document at the beginning, and it's just worded out a little better, and I like this.
Right.
So let's get it in this document.
This makes a lot more sense to me, what you wrote here. I understand you better on this, which I think it's
can you
be
comply with it, though?
I can comply with it. I had no intent not to comply with it, just a misunderstanding, which I understand now. I need to be really careful when
you
I
need
talk
to be
somebody.
Quiet. You need to be quiet. Talk to them, and him.
Yeah.
That point blank. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Attorney.
Madam Mayor, the appropriate process to incorporate the proposed language would be, at this point, we have a motion on the floor and a second to adopt the language as currently proposed. The next step would be for someone on the board to move to amend the language in the attached exhibit to replace the current language under the heading Respect for the Organization with the proposed language in front of you for Respect for the Organization. And if you wish, you could say, and I so move, and that would be sufficient.
And I so move.
Okay. Commissioner Smith?
And there would need to be a second on that.
Mr. Roberts, you?
Second.
Okay.
Mr. Nugent.
I just want to ask, if we're going to change it, do we have to change any of the numbers, like A or B, or can it, like
they're not numbered in the documents.
Okay, so okay, gotcha, it. Okay.
That's so cool. At this point, Madam Mayor, the appropriate, if there is no further discussion on the matter, it would be to take a vote on the proposed amendment.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor with an amendment to the add the proposed language to Resolution number 2022-39. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? 5-0. Okay. So
the now the resolution is before the board with the amended exhibit.
Okay.
And so you're ready to take a vote on the exhibit as amended.
Okay. So now I need a motion to accept or approve the resolution as amended.
So
motion,
move,
Commissioner?
You actually have the motion.
I have the
motion.
Take the vote.
Oh, okay. So I'm sorry. You're right. It's already there. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? 5-0. Okay.
Thank
all right.
You, Madam Mayor.
How did we do?
You did good.
Good, 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 good. Okay. Thank you. Thanks again, Commissioner Waters, for your comments, sir. And I quite honestly want you to know that it is never my intent to offend, especially you, on this board. Okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
Ever. Gotcha. Thank you. Okay, moving on.